So walking meditation is a very important part of our practice because, we've been practicing sitting still in a kind of a receptive way, but learning how to actually be present and mindful as we're moving through space and moving through our world obviously has a huge benefit because we can start to be present throughout our day, throughout our activities, whether we're doing the dishes or doing something much more complex with our work or relating to our children, whatever might be the case. And so walking meditation is a way of kind of simplifying it all down to this essential aspect of taking one step after another. And all the things we've learned with focusing on the sensations of the breath and the body, we now translate into the sensations of our feet touching the ground. So what I'd like to invite you to do, if you're able to walk, and if you're not able to walk, if you have some injury, you're also welcome just to continue to sit. And instead, every time I say take a step, just think about move your hand back and forth. So you actually feel the sense of the body moving through space. And for those who would like, if you can just stand up and have some space to take a step or two. We'll do a little guided meditation on walking, and then we will have a chance to actually practice it with some guidance. All right, good. So as you find your standing position, let yourself focus on standing for a second. This is a very different posture than sitting. It may be more comfortable, maybe less comfortable. Both are completely fine. Perhaps closing your eyes and just tuning in to how the feet are touching the ground. Tuning into how the body is aligned over those feet. And now we can have these same three qualities of stability of ground, it's literally connecting with the floor or the earth. The quality of uprightness, of almost grace, of dignity. Our bodies are upright. Our heads are poised on our bodies. And receptivity. The body is relaxed, open. Sensing what is present. So standing meditation when you're standing in line, when you're in between places. And walking meditation also, you can stand at any time as your minds maybe get distracted or at the beginning of each turn of walking. So now let your attention go down to your feet touching the ground. What does that actually feel like? Just how we focused on the sensations in the palms, what's the sensations in the sole of the feet? The sense of pressure, of temperature, the sense of changing sensations. And if the feet feel numb or absent of sensation, notice what that feels like. What's the absence feel like? Being curious. Now, for a moment, notice what idea or label your mind would offer to that contact of your feet on the ground. Would it say it's comfortable or not comfortable? Pleasant, unpleasant? Warm, cold, soft, hard. Whatever is present, just notice what the mind offers doing its job of labeling for us. And now notice how you can go underneath those labels, those ideas, to the actual experience of the feet touching the ground. Noticing how that may actually be much richer, much more nuanced, than anything the label can offer. This art of going underneath the idea to the actual experience itself is so essential and so helpful to learn. And now let your weight shift from one foot gently and slowly to the other foot. It could be really slow motion, just feeling how that changes. What do the soles of the feet feel like as the weight flows onto one foot versus the other? And maybe even letting the foot become even more weighted and the other one less weighted, almost like it's lifting a few millimeters off the ground. Okay, this changing sensation is what we focus on in walking meditation, at least initially. And then if you like, shifting your weight onto one foot and then taking a small step. As you take that step, notice how the pressure changes, how the sensation of stepping is actually very rich and nuanced if we pay attention to it. Good. So if you have space, you know, finding a place where you can take about, it could be as little as a few steps. It could be 10 steps back and forth in your room. Keeping your eyes open as you walk so there's no danger of tripping or falling. If you can still hear my voice, I can give you some instructions that might be helpful. Or if not, you can just do some walking practice. So I think we'll do this for about 10 minutes and have a chance to talk about the talk and about the walking practice. And it's helpful to find just a simple back and forth space you can walk, walking from point A to point B. And if you're not walking, you're just sitting, you can take your hand and just gently move it through space, going in slow motion. And as you feel it move through, just tracking all this changing sensations. You might play with noticing that just the palm moving back and forth, the sensation in the hand. And if there becomes a sense of tiredness or strain, just switching hands. And I notice as I see some of you walking, there's some distractions, whether it's a dog or a child, you know, different things in your room. This is perfectly fine. And you still walk in the midst, learning how to walk in the midst of distractions strengthens the mindfulness. You may experiment with noting each step. A note is a mental reference to what is happening right then. So stepping, then the left foot steps, stepping. They help orient your mind to what is actually happening. This can be particularly helpful if you find the mind's distracted, drifting into thought. And at the end of each lap, you might just pause for a moment. Feel the body standing, scanning for any areas of tension, of resistance, taking a few breaths to allow that to ease, to relax. The pace of walking. You can walk at a normal pace or a slow pace. The constructs of our rooms may mean you have to walk slowly just so you can stay safe. But if you can walk outside, you can walk normally or slow. It doesn't matter. What matters is the steadiness of attention.